13. One day I'll have to share the conditions under which these scribblings are made. Anyway, what I didn't fully appreciate until Bentham broke it down for me is that a big piece in that perfection power seeks is how to keep us, we the people, happy, or at least a thin majority, enough to keep us working toward its goal and to maintain its sad illusion of its heroic supremacy. Because I don't think they want to seem supreme just in terms of greatest might, but that they also want to seem supreme in terms of greatest right. They want to seem heroes, saving the majority from mediocrity, and to have us believe that it takes a few great men to improve the species, to lead us dullards to what otherwise we'd never see. And so they leash us by our very longing also for greatness, and encourage betrayal of our sisters and brothers who we too easily believe are dullards. 14. Power situation is inherently unstable in so many ways, but the one I'd like to focus on here is its need for self-improvement, so that its thought, its thinking, can't be totally clandestine. Bentham showed them that, quote, under a government of laws, what is the motto of a good citizen? To obey punctually, to censure freely. Pause. Bentham citizen is very much Plato's citizen, a category that excluded we slaves, mere beasts of burden. You have to be free of necessity to develop your thought. Bentham was honest, at least, about that. Continuing with Bentham, quote, this much is certain, that a system that is never to be censured will never be improved. That is, basically saying if you can't find fault with it, you can't mend it, resulting, he says, in the sacrifice of perfection. So it has to be, their thought has to be put out into the world, primarily via its policy journals or magazines, whether academic or business. But it also knows that academia is itself too immersed in power's self-justification to serve as effective critics. So it does depend on you and me to find its weaknesses. And by the way, you see in these discussions in their policy mags and such, that power is trying to stabilize what for them is a completely unpredictable global situation right now. What to do when the people are waking up